the rest of the story. And this is a story of a Confederate Civil War hero named Harry T. Buford, Lieutenant Harry T. Buford. Harry's real name was Velasquez, born in Havana, Cuba, 1842, grew up in Texas. Harry's childhood was filled with glorious adventurous dreams, envy of the great explorers like Columbus and Cook, thirst for romantic escapades and desperate battles. And then, in 1861, the clouds of war gathered over the Mason-Dixon line, and 19-year-old Harry's thirst was about to be quenched. It was this same Lieutenant Buford who recruited one of the first cavalry companies in Arkansas, equipped at Harry's personal expense, then proceeded to Virginia to participate in the earliest pre-war skirmishes, as well as the first full-blown conflict of the Civil War, which every schoolchild knows as the Battle of Bull Run. The almost pathological eagerness to make war, combined with an astonishing lack of fear. Those were the prime ingredients of this remarkable military career, one which spanned the Civil War from beginning to end. Indeed, Harry practically envied the ashen faces and trembling limbs of the other soldiers prior to battle, because it seemed that their anxiety somehow enhanced the whole experience. And yet, while Lieutenant Buford's ferocity in the fray is a matter of military record, there was another aspect of Harry's war years, definitely more interesting to recount. Women simply could not leave Harry alone. No matter where the war took this daring young officer, the ladies in the sidelines were just wild about Harry. Away from the battlefield, Buford truly preferred feminine company. Unlike many swearing, strutting, hard-drinking comrades, Harry's macho was evident only under enemy fire. Otherwise, he was submerged in a gentle, almost playful personality. Memoirs of the war would later recall the widespread adoration of civilian womanhood. Regarding one occasion, Harry wrote, "My arrival had clearly created an intense excitement, the girls blushing up to their eyes." The lieutenant admitted, quote, "After the Battle of Bull Run, I did as much tall talking as anybody. I swaggered about in fine style, sporting my uniform for the admiration of the ladies, making myself agreeable to them in a manner that excited the envy of the men, and it raised me immensely in my own esteem, because I began to pride myself as much upon being a successful ladies' man as upon being a valiant soldier." More than one of those ladies apparently fell deeply in love with Lieutenant Buford, but Harry alone realized the futility of such serious relationships. Southern women were just wild about Harry, and Harry could not discourage their ardent interest without divulging the best-kept secret of the Civil War. Remember I mentioned Harry's real name was Velasquez? It was Loretta Janetta Velasquez, a woman. A woman who had elaborately disguised herself as a man, initially so she could follow her husband into battle, and eventually because she was as wild about war as the girls were wild about her. Now you know the rest of the story.